You're listening to the audio production of The Living Room by Robert Whitlow, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Heath McClure.
Chapter 1. Amy couldn't resist visiting the final scene of the novel one last time. Repositioning her long legs on the leather ottoman, she pushed her straight brown hair behind her ears and adjusted her brown frame glasses. She shifted her laptop so the sunlight streaming through the window didn't wash out the words on the screen. For a few anxious moments, I couldn't find Rick among the crowd of passengers making their way across the tarmac. Then I saw him. He was walking slowly, his right leg dragging slightly behind him, his left arm immobilized in a sling and strapped close to his body. As always, his khaki uniform was neatly ironed and creased. He was staring intently toward the terminal building. I knew he was looking for me. Tears, a mixture of joy that he was alive and sorrow at the pain he'd endured, streamed down my cheeks. I bowed my head in thankfulness and leaned my forehead against the window glass for a second. I glanced up as he reached the terminal and quickly dried my eyes. Rick's first sight of my face should be filled with nothing but welcoming love. He held the door open with his good arm to let an elderly woman pass through ahead of him, then followed her into the baggage claim area. I cried out in a loud voice that couldn't hide the anguished longing of my heart. "Rick!" He turned his head. And in that instant, everyone and everything else in the airport vanished. Rick was home. The sleepless nights and lonely days were over. The fretful hours sitting at the computer waiting for an email had ended. 10,000 prayers that he would come home to me were answered. We met at the end.